The following ABC7 podcast is brought to you by ABC7News.com.
The story of the State Ballet of Georgia is one of a remarkable comeback. This is Georgia that was once part of the Soviet Union and the only country trying to embrace democracy. It's been beset with civil war and strife, and its once noble ballet fell on hard times. It's why the nation's president invited a Georgian back home to make the State Ballet world-class again. Nina Aniniashvili has been a prime ballerina with the Bolshoi and every major dance company in the world. But here she faced her biggest challenge. Cal Performances presents the ballet in performance this weekend at Zellerbach Hall at UC Berkeley. I'm just curious as to, here you've done it all, if you will. What motivated you? What was so intriguing to bring you back home to revitalize this dance company?
Now I'm really happy to be here. It's first time I'm performing in Berkeley. Thank you very much for Robert Cole, because he tried to invite me long times ago, and it happens now, and I'm so happy to bring my company here, State Ballet of Georgia. And we show first night totally different program. It's two world premieres, so we just performed a week ago in Tbilisi. So I want to really much to show new dancers, new names. It's always difficult because producers want every time to I'm dancing. But my feeling is I want to show others, you know. So somehow we decided to dance with them. So now I'm performing with them. So each ballet I perform here in the Berkeley, this is Giselle mm-hmm. or a mixed bill. So I'm with company. And I'm one of part of these people. So, and I really want to show all of them new names.
Well, you are a prima ballerina and you are a star, and yet you are willing to share. The yes. ego is not in the way, I assume.
Yeah, I don't have ego at all, and I always was this kind of person. And I think I know a lot. I work everywhere. I learn a lot for my teacher, for my people who is around me all the time in the world. And now I want to really share it, split all my job to others, and for young children, and for young students, and for dancers who is dancing now under this company.
Back in 2004, they asked you to come back and revive the State Ballet of Georgia. There was no ballet company, right?
No. It was ballet company there. It was in the Soviet period, even was a very famous ballet company during the Vakhtang Chabukyani. But last 20 years, because in these problems, what we have inside the Georgia country problems, of course, ballet was in the just bad shape because it was no money, nothing. It was difficult. So, and president invited me, personally invited me to come back and build again ballet company, to bring back same name like we have in Soviet period. But we were Soviet, so now we are independent country. And I'm so proud because I was first person who brought these people just Georgian name. So we are first time travel with State Ballet of Georgia.
Yes.
Before always was like Soviet ballet.
Well, for the longest period of time, I know they had no facility. There was no heat. Sometimes there was no light. It was a pretty dismal, awful time before you arrived.
Yeah, it was really difficult period. And I always dancing there at least once or two times during the year. So helping company to survive. And I bring a lot of stars there at Tbilisi. So we performed there all period. And, you know, they have really, really difficult period. But it's amazing they survived, you know. They keep company. So they keep these people, even without money, without everything. So because people love art, people cannot live without job, what they really like, you know. So I'm so thankful to them because they're really safe. And we have really beautiful old theater, lot of stories of this theater. So now we need it rebuilt and everything, but I really like to do what I'm doing now.
Yes, in a sense you're like a doctor. In that you've given life to a form. It's been reborn, if you will. Do you think of it that way?
It's good thing to say. I really like to say like this. What's important for me, I love to bring it back audience to the theater. because now we have new programs, new ballets. For this last three seasons, we do 25 new productions.
My goodness. Oh, wow.
And even now, 27, so we have two more. So with new decoration, new costumes, everything looks really new and fresh and everything. So, and I'm so happy I have possibility to invite now Maestro Robert Cole was played two times with us. So we have Ashton's Ballet. We have American choreographer Trey McIntyre, Stanton Welsh, Yuri Posokhov. We showed Berkeley new program of Yuri Posokhov, who is from San Francisco Ballet Stars.
Yeah, right.
So no. Ratmansky, Alexei Ratmansky, he also staged for us just now this Bizet Variations. So because we have support of government, we have government money. So without this, of course, I cannot do anything. This is important.
Indeed. Mm. Is your goal to make the State Ballet of Georgia as big as Bolshoi?
Maybe not as big, but we're quite big. So we are 74 people here because I want to show full production. Sometimes when people are touring and traveling and they cut it everything, you know, and they have less people on stage and it looks a little bit fake. So I don't like it.
Yes.
So and my feeling always was, oh, it's so sad because they're poor, they cannot take it, people, or they don't have money enough to bring it them. And why I always like to see Mariinsky's ballets and like Paris Opera and the Bolshoi, because you see full production, doesn't matter where they are performed, opera house or in the West. So you always see same production. So, and I really like to see same thing with my company. So why I bring it so many people? So same, we keep same quality, you know.
And I'm going to ask that question again because I think there's a difference in language. Mm. I didn't mean big as far as size. I mean as far as recognition.
Name.
There, yeah.
Oh, sure, why not? I'm former Bolshoi dancer. I don't feel like formal. I'm still Bolshoi ballerina, and I'm also ballerina of ABT. So I'm always working in the big companies and with big names. So I don't know what has been less named, you know. Even with Royal Ballet, I'm always working with famous companies. So, and of course, I love to have same big name now in the world, like those companies.
Georgia will show them.
You know, we have something little different than others. So it's interesting to see how people can react it of how people's reaction of
yes.
this.
Yes, what do you mean by that? What's
I don't know, character. So maybe something we have interesting, I think.
Nina Ananiashvili, artistic director at Ballerina with the State Ballet of Georgia. In-cal performances at Zellerbach Hall this weekend. I'm Don Sanchez, ABC7's Arts and Entertainment reporter.
Thank you for downloading the Entertainment Insider podcast. Look for a new podcast every Friday.